The age-old desire to know who said that. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you meditation. The age-old desire to know who said that. We meditate on many things. We think about many things, and we consider many things. And as we think about these and meditate about these and consider many things, what do we come up with? Do we come up with having dictionaries and thesaurus and encyclopedias surrounding us? Do we come up because we want to have all of these information sources so that we can look it up to know who said what and how it was said and where it was said and to get some inspirational words for ourselves? Oh, that's always a great and joyful experience, isn't it? A great and joyful experience to get some words for ourselves that will lift us up and guide us into higher ways of thinking. I like to express to my people, the people who are studying here at the University of Healing, that the age-old desire to know who said that is truly not important. What is important is that whatever you hear, think, say, or do is something that you would like to know who said that. You would like to know what you said. What do you believe about health? What do you believe about wealth? What do you believe about others in your world? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about all these aspects that make the world go round? Well, when you believe that the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart are truly the blessings that you give forth, then you're doing the right thing. Because you can misinterpret what other people say, and that is so often done. And you can also interpret what other people say to have it mean what you want it to mean. Definitely diverting their thought, their concept, to something that is going to say what you want it to say. And when you do this, when you do things like this, you are working very hard to make something to back you up, to support you, to cover your backside, to make sure that you're not going to get kicked in the back by somebody else who comes along with a greater understanding of what you're trying to say. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. That's the big mission, the big message. That's the big message that each one of us would like to carry forth in our world. And as we carry this forth in our world, then the age-old desire to know who said that becomes, I said that. People listen to the philosophy of the University of Healing and they say, oh, Dr. Barley, that is so beautiful, that is so wonderful. I want to take that and I want to make that mine. I said, go for it. Go for it. And then, if anybody comes up to you and says, who said that? And you say, oh, Dr. Barley said that. And I say, oh, come on now. And then somebody comes up to you and says, who said that? And you said, I said that. Do you have the strength to stand up for your convictions, whatever they may be, even if you learned them from somebody else, even if you heard them from somebody else? Do you have the strength to stand up for who you are, that magical wisdom inside of you that's flowing around and bouncing around and wanting to come out here and there and express itself, and sometimes you're a little reluctant to express it because it sounds sort of outrageous, and that's for sure. That's for sure. Your heart and your mind, my heart and my mind, are filled with all of the goodness of the universe. And though we might use someone else's phraseology to express it, it is our idea. If anyone ever comes up to you and says, where'd you learn that? You say, this is my conviction. But where did you learn it? This is what I believe. But where did you learn it? From within myself. Well, I don't believe so. I heard that Dr. Barley said that, and you're just copying what he said. Dr. Barley may well have said that too. But when Dr. Barley said that, and I heard him say that, what happened to me was I said, oh, I see. And I remembered that I knew it already, that that was already part of my heritage, part of my thinking system, part of who I am. And I no longer had to say, Shakespeare said that, or Plato said that, Aristotle said that, Herb Barley said that, Jesus said that. I don't have to refer to anybody else. How new, how ancient, how present, how past. I don't have to refer to anyone. I just say, this is what I believe. But that phrase, I've heard it before. Oh, I'm sure you will, because it's a phrase that is historical. It goes down in the minds and hearts of people all over the world. It's been around for a long time, and I merely woke up to it, that I knew it, and I loved it, and I believed it, and so I'm using it, and I'm saying. Now, how different can you phrase this? I am God. Go ahead, tell me. Can you rewrite that? Who said that first? Did Herb Barley say that first? Oh, my goodness, if he did, he was wonderful. Did Jesus say that? Yes, he did, but was he the first? No. Did the Old Testament prophets say it too? Oh, yes, they did. Did it said in every other philosophy, religion, and attitude on the face of the earth? Yes, it is. Well, why is it that we find that so unique now? Why is it that we find that so difficult for us to say? Well, the big reason we find it difficult for us to say is, as an uncle of mine once said, and he chose this from somebody else, he says, don't do as I do, but do as I say. He felt his own life was not as adequate for the spiritual demands he had for it as his words were. His words were dedicated to the purity of following the correct path. But he felt that his physical body and his attitudes himself might sometimes be a little to be desired. Well, don't say that. Don't say that, because if you say that, then you're not really saying that you believe in what you believe. Don't do as I say, but do as I say. If you do as I do, then if I don't do as I say, then I'm not really worthwhile listening to. Because if what I say is not worthwhile for me to do in every possible way, oh, I may slip, but in every possible way, then it's not worth being said. So this is how important this is for us. When we meditate on these things, when we meditate on the age-old desire to know who said that, we should just put that all aside. And if it's something we want to remember that said, then make it ours. Make it yours. Make it only something that is important for you, something that is desirable for you, something that you believe with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. Who said that? I did. Who lives that? I live it. Who is that? I am that. When you can say this about every attitude you have in your thought system, every way and mannerism in which you act, and all the things that you do, then you can be sure your meditations are acceptable in all beingness. And this is what we want our meditations to be, acceptable in our own inner sight, in the sight of our indwelling divine beingness, our indwelling God. We want our meditations to be acceptable. And they are acceptable when we speak our word and live what we speak our word about. When we stand up behind our convictions and we say, I said that. But I also heard Shakespeare said, that's nice. He's got good taste too. I said that. Oh, but I also heard that Plato said, well, that's nice. He's got good taste too. But this is my conviction. This is, but they said it, why don't you put it in a little different words so that it'll be something that you said. But what they said and what I said are the same words, and their meaning may have been a little different than my meaning, but my words and my meaning are who I am. And so, when I meditate on these things, I listen to the divine within. And if that is the way it is expressed by the divine within me, then that's the way I express it outwardly. But I take full credit for it, that this is who I am. Oh, it's true, somebody will say, you're plagiarizing from books, and you're doing this, and you're doing that. Well, I'm not talking about a whole philosophy, although that it can be yours too. I'm talking about a phrase here or there that speaks about who and what you are. And I would say, we can never copyright a phrase, I am God, God I am. Try it. You can never copyright a phrase, to be or not to be. That's the question we all have to consider in our life. Yes. And I love you. And lovely phrases that are all abounding with us. So don't worry about it. Just meditate upon things, and if it comes to you to say anything, make it yours. And when you do, you will have the most delightful, exciting adventure of your life, of being yourself and having fun. Ah, I love you. I love you. I love you.